WO Mobile.
K6HUB, HT.
Hey, Bob. How's the HT doing? I'm sitting here crawling around Holcomb Valley at the moment.
Nice. Yeah, it's cooling down a little bit though, huh? Last night it got cold. Doing good. I tried calling you a few times today, so I figured you were out there in the mountains somewhere. So I got those two radios. No biggie. Whenever you get a chance, I'll swing by and see if you can plug those things in and download them or whatever you do.
All right, roger that. I got to come back out to the camp in Holcomb Valley tomorrow morning, but after I'm done here, I'll give you a call, and then we can meet up and program stuff. Actually, somebody else needs some radios programmed up too, so maybe I'll do a freak out party.
That sounds good. Can you do the Yaesu FT-60, or I think you said you had a problem with that or something?
Maybe. I might have a cable and the software. I have to check. I'm not in a position to check right now, but FT-60 sounds familiar. Maybe it was a 65. I don't remember, but I'll have to check. I can do a lot of different Yaesus.
Okay, sounds cool. Yeah, whenever it's good for you. It is a Yaesu FT-60, a very common one people get. I know now they got a bunch of, they got some cheaper ones and, you know, some other numbers, but yeah. So anyways, yeah, just give me a call when it's good for you, and yeah, and I'll buzz over there and do that. That'd be cool. So where are you at? You're at Holcomb Valley right now?
Yeah, we got the camp going on. I went and checked in. They're having the dance for the kids right now. And then now I'm going back to my place.
QSL, how many kids are at the camp?
Somewhere around 150 in that vicinity.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of kids. Wow, how long are they there, a week or so?
Yeah, a couple weeks. They hang out and ending this weekend, so they're having a good time. My son right now is doing the DJing, and everybody that's around our camp, you know, we got that 13 acres out here, they're hating life because we're making a lot of noise.
QSL, yeah, I bet the sound travels pretty good out there. So what age group of kids are they?
That'll be like 7-year-olds to college age.
Oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, I gotta tell my daughter, she's got a couple kids, and I know they've been to a few camps. I think Camp Fox. No, that's where I used to send my kids. They did Bluff Lake and Camp Fox a couple times. Yeah, well, that's cool. What's the name of the camp?
Our camp is called Rambinas, R-A-M-B-Y-N-A-S, and yeah, it's been here since 1966.
Wow, that's crazy. That's the year of my BSA, buddy, and I'm 66 years old. That doesn't matter, but yeah, my bike's the same year. Wow, that's, time flies, things are getting old. 66, that's a long time. On that same place out there in Holcomb, the 13 acres?
The QSL, it's there by Wilbur's grave, if you know where that is, in Wilbur's Pond. Actually, the road goes right through our property.
Yeah, I used to know all that stuff, but I swear to God, I haven't been out there in years. And I keep saying I need to drive out there, and check it out. I haven't been out there in ages. The last time I was up there, I did the John Bull Trail with my neighbor. He had two of those Penskier military, you know, four-wheel drives. They get the lockers and all that stuff. So we did follow, he had two of them, so we did follow the leader on John Bull. I couldn't believe that. That's a rough little run. I'm glad I wasn't using my vehicle.
Yeah, QSL, that's 3 and 10, and that's, not to get confused with 2 and 10, but 3 and 10 is, yeah, that's John Bull Trail, and we go there all the time. It's a nice hike from our camp, and you go up there, and then you can see Lucerne Valley. We call it Desert View, and, yeah, it works out pretty good. I'm very familiar with that. I've hiked that several times.
Yeah, QSL, a lot of big rocks, and it's amazing what these vehicles can do now. You know, young guys got them all fixed up, man. Those things just crawl. It's amazing. Yeah, I remember that. You get to the top of the trail, take a break, and you got that beautiful view of the desert there. And then, remember, you go back down, not the same way, but you go back down, end up down, I forget. But, yeah, I got to get up there and check it out, because I know the Jeeps come up here a lot. It seems like big groups. They must head over to John Bull, so it must be fun just to go over there on a busy weekend and watch them trash their trucks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So when you go up and around, if you're going towards the north on the John Bull Trail, it kind of goes up and around towards the east, and then you kind of pop out by the pinnacles there. Or you could take a turn and go down into the desert, but most people go up and around and end up by the pinnacles.
We didn't go down to the desert, but yeah, it's just amazing. All that stuff's right here in the backyard of Big Bear. Beautiful. Yeah, that's cool. Are you out there right now on your motorcycle or bicycle?
No, I didn't ride my motorcycle up here this evening. I have my truck, so I'm in my truck, mobile right now, going down Van Deusen. And then tomorrow I'll have my motorcycle. I'll be going up and down a couple times tomorrow. I'm going to come up in my truck in the morning, and then I got to go back, and then I'll take the bike up.
Right on, that's cool. What color, I know you got a new Toyota, what color?
It's like just about black. They call it midnight, but it kind of looks like gunmetal black or gray.
Okay, right on, okay, cool. Alrighty, well, let's see, I think you said you're in your truck heading back. So you're getting pretty close if you're on Van Deusen. So you're popping out on, like, Mound, or what street? No, Van Deusen, okay, and it goes right out to the highway, right, or the North Shore, right?
Yeah, QSL goes right into the North Shore, right there where Willis is.
Gotcha, where the old tractors are and stuff?
Yep, so right there, it's like the shortest way. Actually, you could also do Polique, but that gets me over by Fonskin. I don't need to go that into the world.
Yeah, my dad and I used to four-wheel drive. We go through, yeah, Fonskin, and we go down the, Green Valley Lake, yeah, which is a nice day. Go down there and have breakfast or whatever and head back. Or sometimes we'd head back up the highway. So we didn't get bounced around, but yeah, that's cool. So the way you go, that's really not that far out to where you're going then, huh?
Yeah, it's about 6 miles from my place to the camp, going up Van Deusen. So yeah, it works out pretty good. And going up on the bike, you can get there a little bit faster.
That's probably fun. Yeah, I gotta figure out how to get my bike, see if there's any way I can get it, street legal somehow. That'd be really cool. I just couldn't pass up the deal on the bike I got, so You know, I wanted a licensed one, but, oh, it's got the green sticker, but I need that license plate, and I'm going to check in and see what it would take to see if there's any way to get it legal.
Yeah, next time you're around, you should go talk to Ron. He's right there, kind of up by the airport, you know, where Fairway kind of ends before it goes into the airport. You kind of turn on that little street, which I can't remember the name, and there's that little small engine repair shop, but it's actually a motorcycle repair shop. He knows a lot, and he probably can help you out there.
Okay, yeah, he works on small engines and stuff. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of a fairly, I guess he's been there a year or so. Yeah, okay. I will find out about that, because my bike already has a headlight and it has a taillight, so I just need to figure out what else. I guess I'd probably need blinkers and probably a horn and a mirror, I guess.
You would need mirrors, or a mirror, I think you just need one, but you can put two on there, and then blinkers up front and back, and you have to make sure the muffler and the exhaust is legal. Ooh. Oh, wow, big old giant jackrabbit, about 2 feet tall. That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I've been noticing when I ride my bike up there, back here in my forest, back over here. The rabbits, those jacks, I've never seen anything so big in my life. The first time I saw one, I didn't know what the hell it was. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, they're big. Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, this one freaked out, saw me, and jumped up probably about 3 feet, kind of glided over the road and into the bushes. So, and it was dark. It was kind of a dark brown, so that was kind of fun.
I don't know if I have to have a battery. That's the only thing, because my lights and stuff just work off the generator, alternator, whatever the heck it is. But, yeah. So, yeah, if I do that, that would be, like, the ultimate. So, yeah, well, right on. Okay, so, yeah, if you get a chance when you get home or whatever, let me know, and I'll see if I can swing over and get that done. That'd be cool.
Good. Yeah, I'll be on the radio tomorrow. I'll try to give you a call. Like I say, I'll have to go up to the camp tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to come back, and then that's when we probably can do it.
Fine, that's okay. Yeah, so I got to work tomorrow anyways, but hopefully I'm only working till 2 o'clock. My hope. I don't want to jinx myself, so maybe 3. No, half day or something. I don't know. Anyways, okay, cool. So, well, you home yet?
Yeah, I'm still on the dirt road, but I'll be home in a little bit. All right. Well, most likely see you tomorrow, probably after lunch or something, around lunch. I'll see how it goes tomorrow morning with the kids. 7-3s. KE6GQO, I'll be mobile for a little bit longer.
Bonnie, sounds great. Drive safe. Don't hit any jackrabbits. So, alright, buddy. KE6GQO, K6HB. Yeah, I'm going, what is it? QRT 107 or whatever.
Catch you later.
73.
GQRK6PZS.
Hey there. How's it going? Let's go on a hike.
Your perfect time for one.
Yeah, I'm seeing all kinds of animals. I saw a jackrabbit, and then some sort of bird or something flew from the road in front of me and just kind of flew away. That was weird.
Wow. Well, I hope you don't have a mountain lion jump right in front of you.
Nah, they don't antlers, they go the opposite direction. Might see a deer. Saw one the other day.
I've been seeing a lot of deer lately. It's pretty cool. Saw a baby one the other day on the side of the road. It was just looking at me as I drove by. It was kind of neat.